Now we're going to see some of the milas that Truma has over Hegdish. There's going to be a total of three. In this Mishnah, we're going to see the first mila. Chaymer b'Truma. Here's a chaymer that Truma has over Hegdish. Zak the Mishnah. Shebi Yehuda in Yehuda. Okay, let's stop right here. What does Yehuda mean? Eretz Yisrael was divided into three. Yehuda, Eiver Yarden, and Gal. Yehuda is the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. In a way, it's the most chashiv, because that's where Yerushalayim is, and of course the Beis HaMikdash. Gal is in the north, and Eiver HaYarden is to the east of Eretz Yisrael proper, on the other side of the Yarden. Now, it was only from Yehuda that it was possible to bring wine or oil for Nesachim and Menaches. You mean if I lived in the Galil, I couldn't? I couldn't bring wine or oil? And the answer is no. Well, I'm going to bring it with a good hashgach. It's going to come from Chaverim, a group of people that are very makbid on the halachis of Tehara. No, no. Here's the problem. Even if you made the wine and the nesachim properly, and it was as tahar can be, there was a strip of land where the kutim lived, and you have to cross that strip of land to come from Galil to get to Yerushalayim. And that land had a din of Eretz Ha'amim. And Chazal were geizer tuma on the avir, on the airspace of Eretz Ha'amim. Even if you brought it in a sealed box, you may ask, so how were the people able to be Arle Regel? Once they came from Gol to Yerushalayim, they would become Tamei. So Taisa says, well, when it came to be Arle Regel, they were Mekel. But when it came to bringing Yayin or Shemen from Gol, you weren't allowed to. So that's why the Mishnah is talking about bringing it from Yehuda, because it's really only in Yehuda that you were allowed to bring it to start. Now, suppose we have someone who lives in Yehuda, and he brings his Yayin and Shemen from Yehuda, but unfortunately he's an Am Haaretz. But he says, this wine, this oil was guarded b'tahara for the purpose of Kachem. The din is, he's believed. What? If an Am Haaretz comes and says this wine is tar, and he wants it to be used for Nesachim and the Mizbeach, or he says this Shemen is tar and he wants to use it for Menaches, he's believed, and the answer is yes. We ask him questions, he tells us how it was done. And according to what he says and how he explains it to us, it's tahar. And we know that even the Am Haaretz wouldn't lie. He was frightened of Hegdish. He wouldn't want, on his achrayas, wine to be poured on the Mizbeach, or into the Mizbeach, or flour to be brought for the Menaches, that's not good. But here's what's interesting. Should the Am Haaretz come and say, oh, I have Yayin HaShemen, and it's tahar for Truma, we don't believe him. How could that be? You believe him for Hegdish, which is more chamer, and you don't believe him for Truma? And the answer is, here's the point. In the eyes of the Am Haaretz, the Isser of Truma being Tameh, he doesn't think that's so serious. And therefore we think, if we're going to ask him how it was done, he may not tell us the truth. But when it comes to Hegdish, and we know that he is worried about, here we feel he's going to say the truth. So here's an example of where we're more machmir by Truma than we are by Hegdish. So once again, Zak the Mishnah, Peri Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Chaymer by Truma, here's a Chumra by Truma that we don't by Hegdish. To be Yehuda, because in Yehuda, it's the only place you can Yayin or Shemen from. Nemanim, everyone is believed, even the Yayin Ares. Al-Taharas Yayin Shemen, about the Yayin Shemen being tar. And this is true Kol Yimei Shana, the entire year. There are certain times that he's believed even for Truma. Zak the Mishnah, Ubishas Hagitais, that means when they make the wine, when they press the grapes in an area called the gas, that's where they would press the grapes and squeeze out the wine from it. The Habadim, and when they make the oil, when they grind the olives in the Beis Habad, during those times, then the Ami Haratzim are believed Afala Truma, even when it comes to Truma. The grapes were squeezed for wine in an area called the gas. That's where the wine pressing took place. Shasagitis means when they would press the wine. Olives were grinded in a Beis Habad. So during the time, this was the time that most people squeezed their grapes and squeezed or grinded their olives for the oil, even the Amaratzim are very careful. They would call in the Chaverim and say, please can you check for us and make sure everything is done b'tahara. They would make sure they themselves are tahar. And therefore, during this time period of B'shas HaGitas V'Habadim Afala Truma, they are believed not only for Hegdish, but even in regard to Truma that it was done B'Tahara. But during other times, the rest of the year, they're only believed in regard to Hegdish and not in regard to Truma. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Avru Hagitas Vavatim, if the time for pressing the wine and pressing the aloes passed, the Aviyu and the Amiyar is brought loy to him, meaning to a Kayan who is a Chaver. Chav Yashayayin, a barrel of wine shall Truma. And the Amiyar says, listen, I took care of it. Don't worry, it's tar. Despite that loy yikablena, this Kayan cannot be Makabal of Yimenu from him. Because after the time of Gisus Vahabadim, he is no longer believed that the Truma was guarded b'tahara. Now, there is an Eitzah for the Amaretz. He knows after the time of Gitas V'Habadim he's not going to be believed. So you know what he can do? Wait for the next season of wine pressing and olive squeezing. Aval Bad, the owner of this Chavius, the Amaretz Menicha, he can put it away in his house, this barrel of wine of Truma, Legasa Bad, to the next season of pressing wine, the next year, and then he can give it to the Kayin. And the Kayin can take it from him, because that's the Halacha. During the time of Gittos, he is believed. But what do you mean? What if the Kayin knows that it's not from now? It doesn't make a difference. Because he's believed on the wine that was pressed now, we believe him in regard to this wine that was made earlier as well. Is there any way that we believe the Amaretz after the time of wine pressing or olive pressing? Zakta Mishnah, yes. The Im Amalot. If the Amaretz says to the Kayin, who is the Chavr, again, Chavr means that he's careful with the halachis of Tahara. If he says to him, not during a time of wine pressing, that Efrashti L'toicha, I put into this chavius of Trum, revius, a revius halug, of wine for the purpose of Kaidesh. In other words, he says, one revius halug of this wine in the barrel is for Nesachim on the Mizbeach. Nem on the Amaretz is believed that the entire barrel was guarded with Tahara, even the Truma part. Once he's believed on the Revius Hayayin, which is for Kaidesh, because like we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah in regard to Kaidesh, he is believed. He's also believed on the rest of the wine. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Although we said at the beginning of the Mishnah that during the time of Gittos, the Amaretz is believed when it comes to Truma, that's Davka Legabe Oichlin and Mashkin of Truma. Because we don't want the Kehanim, Hachaveirim, the Kehanim that have a reputation of being careful with Trumas and Maestras, and we know they know the Halachis and their Erlich Yidden, we don't want them to lose out. Because Roiv, Trumas, in Eretz Yisrael, came from Amihoratz. But when it comes to the jugs, which are made out of earthenware, they're not believed that they're Becheskas Tahara. You see, there's no way to toivel. Klicheres, you have to break it. And they don't want to break their kelim, the Amioratzin. So we don't always believe them when they say it's tar. The Mela, when the Kehanim take the Truma from the Amioratz, they only take the Truma. They pour the Oichlin and Mashkin of Truma into their own keli, and they return the empty jugs to the Amioratzin, which are Becheskas Temei. That's how many Rishonim learn. But when do we say they're not believed? Only in regard to Truma. In regard to Kodesh, the Amiratzim are believed when it comes to the jugs. In other words, when they come to the Beis HaMikdash with wine for Nesachim or Shemen for Menachais, we take it from them with the jugs. The jugs also are Becheskas Tahara. Why is this so? What's the rationale? To say, oh, we have to pour it out of here because we don't trust the jug, that would be considered a genai, a disgrace for Kodesh. We're pouring wine on the Mizbeach and it comes from a jug that is considered Tameh? So we say, no, we're going to consider the jugs Tar also. Now what our mission is going to explain now is as follows. Let's say the Amaretz was guarding many jugs full of wine and oil. And he's guarding these jugs, thinking, I'm going to use it for Truma, I'm going to use it for Kodesh. If that's the case, then even the jugs that have Truma are also Becheskas Tahara because of the Kodesh. Zakta Mishnah, kadei yayin, jugs of wine, v'kadei shemen, jugs of oil. Hamidumais, midumais means they're mixed up. In other words, right now there's chulin, there's truma, there's hegdish over here. He didn't separate what's what. He didn't separate his trumas and maestras yet. And he's trying to keep everything as tar as he can, because he knows that part of this is going to go for wine for the nesachim, which is kadesh. So Nemonim, the Amioratzim, are believed Aleyah, even on the jugs. Never mind the jugs that eventually he's going to take the Kaidesh out of. He's going to decide, oh, this wine goes for Kaidesh. So there we already explain. Once he's believed for Kaidesh, he's also believed on the Kalim. But right now what we're saying is because he was guarding it altogether, and at this point he didn't decide yet which is Kaidesh and which is Truma, so Memela we say even the Kadim, that eventually he used it for Truma, he's believed on that also. Because after all, there was a point in time where he was thinking, could be Kaidesh is going to come from this. Now, Zakta Batanura, this is how he explained the last words in the Mishnah according to the Batanura, even though normally the Am Aretz is not believed on Kadim, even Bishas Hagitais V'Habadim, he's only believed on the wine itself and on the oil itself. But in this case, being that it was all together, and he hadn't decided yet from where the Kaidish is coming from where the Trum is coming from, we say not only is he believed during the time of Gita Svabadim, but Afilu even the Kaidim Legita Shivmya. He's believed on the Kadim, on the jugs, even 70 days before the pressing time. Because that's the time that they start being Mitaya the Kalim for the Yayin and the Shem. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that suddenly we have a maila that Truma has over Kaidish, the other way around of what we learned till now. He said an Am Aretz is not believed when it comes to Truma, but he is believed when it comes to Kaidish. Now, this maila that he's believed when it comes to Kaidish is divided into two. In regard to the wine or the oil itself, he's believed even for Truma during the actual pressing time of the wine and the olives. Of the grapes for wine and the olives for oil. However, in regard to Kaidesh, he's believed the entire year. Number two, when it comes to Kalim, when it comes to the Kalim of Truma, he's never believed on the Kalim. When it comes to the Kalim of Hegdash, he is believed because it would be a Gnai for Hegdash to say that the Hegdash is coming from Kalim, which aren't considered Tahar. And the Mishnah told us that if Lamaisa, it's all mixed up together. He's guarding everything, but he's not sure yet from where he's taking the Hegdish and where he's taking the Truma. So once he's believed on the Hegdish, he's also believed on the Truma. Not only during the time of Gita Svabadim, but even 70 days beforehand. What happens if the Yam Aretz comes after the time of Gita Svabadim? He's not believed on Truma. But if he waits for the next pressing season, even though we know he has it from a different time, but if he brings it during the pressing season, it's okay. During this time, everything he brings is considered good. And we also learned in the Mishnah that if he comes with Truma, and he says, but I put in a Revi'a Salug, which was prepared for Hegdish, once he's believed on the Hegdish, he's also believed on the Truma, and that would be throughout the entire year.